we heard earlier today that boards were going to be put up, and they're on, if people know the ferry boat end of Felixstowe, they're on the bridge just before you get to the public car park here. They're partly there. You can squeeze past in a car, but and people are. But obviously, I think they may well be blocked off completely later on this evening. So a very quiet scene here.
Now, I was here at Alton Broad in 2007 at the height of the flood there. And the water level at the moment is basically the same as it was then. It's now seeping over the top of Mutford Lock here, and it's onto the grass. The grass area has been cordoned off. Bridge Road's been closed. With me is Sean, who runs a fast food restaurant here. You've got a dilemma, haven't you? You've got various entrances you need to sort of shore up. And what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to shore them up and just hope for the best, really. But it's a shame. But that's only a business. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people who live around this area. Well, that will affect even more, especially over Christmas.
There are also sandbags here. I understand there were an awful lot earlier on today, but not that many now, maybe about sort of 50 or so. I'm joined by Julian Worcester from Aldbury Town Council, who's looking after the emergency centre here. I mean, how's it been for you today?
It's all gone really smoothly. It's been very well attended and manned. I mean, we've done about 21 tonnes of sand into bags so far during the course of the afternoon, and everyone's really rallied round, and all the services are working together, and we're now collecting people who are in the floodplain areas who are going to come and spend some time here.
The Great Ouse is behind me, and I'm very pleased to tell you that the tide has just turned here. I'm behind, if anybody knows Kingsland, I'm behind the Corn Exchange, and the car park here is a wash, you might call it. Not deeply, but it is a wash. And it has been quite a test of the sea defences here. The fact that the tide has turned isn't the end of the story, of course, because there's still a huge weight of water in the river, and it's pressed up against the flood defences.